From Michigan Radio, this is Michigan Watch. I'm Lester Graham. This week, the Detroit Journalism Cooperative is looking at how the city is functioning under bankruptcy and the leadership of Mayor Mike Duggan. At the beginning of the year, Mayor Duggan said to watch what happens in the next 6 months. We'll review the changes throughout this week, but we thought we'd start with a look at the mayor himself. In his first major address as mayor, Mike Duggan did not say in these first 6 months he'd solve the city's problems.
But 6 months from now, you're going to be able to judge for yourself whether the leadership of this city has a sound plan and is achieving it.
I always thought the six-month window was wildly optimistic, and I think he shouldn't have said that.
Stephen Henderson is the editor of the editorial page at the Detroit Free Press.
Because 6 months is not long enough to do much of anything, particularly in a city where everything is so broken.
For a guy who was elected mayor of a city that actually is being run by the state-appointed emergency manager, Kevin Orr, Mike Duggan does give off the appearance of the guy in charge. Nolan Finley is the editor of the editorial page at the Detroit News. He says the average Detroit resident has come to see Duggan as the city's leader.
He's been very smart in stepping up and saying, I'm the mayor, and trying to give the impression that he's in charge. And a lot of people out there think he's got a whole lot more authority than he does because of the image he projects.
And Mike Duggan is kickstarting a city government that's been stalled in many areas. Again, Stephen Henderson with the Free Press.
I think if you talk to people who work in City Hall, they will say for the first time in memory, they have a boss who will say on Tuesday, hey, I want you to look into this or I want you to do it, and will come back on Friday and see that you did it or looked into it. That just has not been the way City Hall has operated.
Not only is he controlling his staff, but he's also carefully controlling information and access to the mayor's office. He's been described by a close aide as being single-minded in purpose and controlling the message coming out of City Hall. Nolan Finley at the Detroit News says he expects more of that sort of thing.
It's going to be a hallmark of this administration to control. They want to control absolute everything. I mean, you saw the sort of brooming out of the Detroit Blight Authority and Bill Pulte, particularly because the mayor wants control of all things that are happening in the city.
Bill Pulte was the guy who worked with former mayor Dave Bing to get a lot of demolition done in the Brightmoor neighborhood and around Eastern Market.
We knocked out 10 blocks of blight in 10 days.
But Pulte's highly praised efforts didn't seem to work with Duggan's plans. The mayor said there were too many agencies and groups working on blight and all going in different directions. So Duggan took control. Pulte ended up leaving Detroit. I had a chance to ask Mayor Duggan why Bill Pulte felt he had to move his blight demolition work to Pontiac.
I mean, he's free to work wherever he wants, so we would have liked him to bid on the houses here and demonstrate that he could knock them down at half the price. But at this point, our demo team is moving the fastest the city's ever seen, and if Brooks Patterson needs help in Oakland County, I'm glad he's got it.
Stephen Henderson at the Free Press says he thinks Duggan wants to take control of a lot more. There are entities the city used to operate, things such as the Public Lighting Department, Cobble Hall, Eastern Market, the People Mover. All now are operated by independent groups and all operated better than when the city ran them.
You know, that's one of the things that Mayor Duggan says he doesn't really like about city government is that there are these authorities now that have control over things that he would like to recentralize, I think, under his own control.
Duggan has also been criticized for cronyism. A lot of the people he put in positions of authority are people he's worked with in the past. Nolan Finley with the Detroit News says, as far as he's concerned, this fits a pattern.
This is very much a machine politician. As more and more control of the city goes to him, you're going to see all of the elements of a political machine. Whether that turns out for the good of Detroit or the bad of Detroit, that remains to be seen.
But allegations of being controlling or of cronyism don't seem to bother a lot of the residents. Mike Duggan is basking in a honeymoon period. People are beginning to notice more regular garbage pickup, more streetlights turning on, more buses on the road, and more blight removal. Although some of those changes are at least in part due to the actions of the emergency manager, Duggan is getting the credit.
Just in the short amount of time he had, he done did a lot. Can't even put nothing past Mike Duggan. You know, that's like the best man ever, man, you know, as far as mayor.
Everything improved. He doing his job, put it that way.
Duggan, man!
You're a fan of the mayor, then?
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Personal style is another reason Duggan is popular. Duggan often dresses casually. He drives himself around the neighborhoods, stops and talks with the residents. Nolan Finley says having a mayor who seems like one of the people is in stark contrast to some past mayors who traveled in high style and with an entourage of bodyguards and staff.
This ridiculous business of a mayor being trailed around by 5-10 security officers in his own city, that sent a signal that I think separated the mayors from their people. I think it's a good idea. You don't need all that.
But Finley says Duggan has to work to identify with the people. His candidacy was challenged because he moved to Detroit only recently. And Finley says Duggan is very aware he's a white mayor in a city that's 80% African American.
He's still, you know, in the eyes of the people here, white suburbanite.
But in the end, it will come down to whether they continue to believe the mayor is bringing the city back. And Stephen Henderson at the Free Press says people are not going to be patient forever. It's going to take more than 6 months to get all the streetlights turned on, get the buses regularly running on time, get tens of thousands of blighted buildings torn down.
I think it's very frustrating, though, for people who live here. Everybody figures everything's going to get fixed in a short window of time, and that's just not very realistic.
Mayor Duggan says he wants people to judge him and his administration on one thing, whether people stop moving out of Detroit.
And we focus on what we can do to reverse the population decline in the city of Detroit. It governs every single decision we make. We do not have a future if we don't start growing.
At the Detroit News, Nolan Finley says that's not a bad measure.
Because if people stop leaving, it suggests they have a higher level of satisfaction with the way the city is operating, or a greater faith in its future to solve its problems. Those are good benchmarks. If he can hit them, you know, he's done enough in his first term.
But right now, we're not quite 6 months in, and we'll hear from the mayor soon about what he and the Duggan administration have accomplished in that 6 months. He'll tell us exactly what he thinks we need to know. With Michigan Watch, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.
Support for the Detroit Journalism Cooperative on Michigan Radio comes from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, Renaissance Journalism's Michigan Reporting Initiative, and the Ford Foundation.